This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. You are welcome to call in. We are going to discuss quite a few things here in this hour, including the bombshell testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson, who will, I'm sure, she's the new darling of the mainstream media. They can't get enough. She's credible. She's brave. She's courageous. She lies a lot. I mean, what more do the Democrats want in someone? She's perfect.
Principal and Principal Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
Move over, Lisa Page. There's a new lovebird in town. Cassidy Hutchinson has stolen the Democrats' heart. I sound like Ron Burgundy. Veronica, you have stolen my heart. But it's true, they can't get enough of her crazy, outlandish, tall tales about Trump throwing plates against the wall. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. So he's throwing these plates covered in ketchup. And the ketchup thing, you know, people have been commenting on this. The ketchup is definitely, it is, you know how when you were in school, you'd read a story and the teacher would say, what does that symbolize? And you'd say, well, I think the bird on the windowsill symbolizes the freedom that the main character is longing for. And the bird represents good and peace and freedom. In the case of Democrats, there's a lot of symbolism. Ketchup. I'm licking my lips as I think about it. Ketchup symbolizes... I'm going to let you go first, Jared, because I'm the teacher here. You are the student. So, Jared, why don't you tell the class what you think the ketchup in this story symbolizes?
Well, I'm just curious if noted ketchup CSI expert John Kerry, a.k.a. Agent Hines 58, has been brought in to decipher that crime scene.
0057.
0057.
Yeah, well, he was talking today. It wasn't about ketchup, unfortunately. He was talking about...
doesn't want to be a one-horse pony. I like that.
Making something green. I can't remember. Shipping. Yeah. Yes, last week was steel. This week is shipping.
For me, I think the ketchup symbolizes the... what's the word I'm looking for? The deplorable
nature. Yeah.
Somebody who would eat steak well done.
It reminds me of the old, I know I say credulous boomer a lot, but there's that cut from CNN where they're all, it's like Rick Wilson, Don Lemon, and they're all making fun of Trump supporters. They don't know how to read maps. You know, the ketchup, and I saw this floated a few places
ketchup
in social media.
Ketchup is what you buy at Walmart.
Yes.
At Whole Foods, you buy catsup.
Yes. When you go to Walmart and you can smell the Trump support, you can get a big thing of ketchup as you walk out.
Ketchup.
It smells like ketchup. Maybe that's what Trump support smells like. We've cracked the code here at the Grace Curley Show. When Peter Strzok said he could smell the Trump support at the Walmart, that actual smell was ketchup. And it wasn't even Heinz. It was Hunt's. It was store brand. It was Walmart brand ketchup.
You've cut me to the quick.
The horror. The horror. But I do think the ketchup is meant to represent like a trashy kind of redneck persona. The people who put ketchup on things or speak at a fourth grade level. They don't understand the DC Beltway. They're not sophisticated. They don't get invited to Barack Obama's birthday parties. They don't have Anthony Fauci dolls in their house. They're just low rent if you like ketchup. On a totally separate note, I'm not a big fan of ketchup. I don't want to say that that makes me a beautiful person. I've dabbled in it. I'll have ketchup, you know, gun to my head. I'll have a little bit of ketchup on a French fry. But I don't drench things in ketchup. But you know what? I think what makes me so unique, Jared, is that I don't judge people who do. In fact, I don't really judge people's eating habits at all. I remember when I was with the mailroom manager, one of our first sales calls, we went out and we were getting lunch somewhere, and someone that we were talking to made a comment about my food. I put a lot of salt on things at the time. I've since cut back. I'm getting older. And I remember the mailroom manager said to me, you should never comment on what people eat. Like, you should never comment on how people eat their food, because just let people do what they want to do. And I always remember that because it's true. I don't need people policing my salt. That's a lot of salt. Yeah. No bleep, Sherlock. It's my food. Unless you plan on getting some of it, I don't know why you care. And so I don't care when people douse things in ketchup, but I think it bothers the left that Trump puts ketchup on a steak.
Yeah, why didn't he use sun-dried tomato aioli? Jeez.
He's just, you know.
It's busy, but it's never precocious. Ketchup, that's the poor people's food.
Yeah, ketchup instead of béarnaise sauce. Is that what it's called?
Yes, béarnaise sauce.
Béarnaise. Oh, thank you, Jared. Thank you for that pronunciation. Béarnaise sauce. So instead of béarnaise, he's having ketchup because he is... He is just the worst. He's the worst. Orange man likes the red sauce. What more do you need to know? I didn't plan on talking about ketchup this much, but I could keep going if people want me to. 844-500-4242. But then you think to yourself, all right, it can't get any worse. You know, Trump's lunging at the Secret Service agent. He's trying to take hold of the beast. He's like, I want the beast. I'm going to drive this thing. And he's throwing ketchup-covered plates everywhere, and just when you don't think it could get any worse, Alice Stewart from CNN told me something I did not know. I knew he was colluding with Putin. I knew that he was, you know, I read the Steele dossier. I knew all that. I knew the suckers and losers. I knew that he's a double agent. I've heard that people have kompromat. Pranksters have kompromat. That's what they told Adam Schiff. I knew all of this, and I knew Trump was always working on all cylinders, as most evil supervillains do. He is Lex Luthor. But this next thing I did not know. This is cut 8.
I think it has not been good for the former president. I think we've made a case that he was responsible for 9/11. Or January 6th. He should not have been pushing the election lies.
Whoops.
Journalism in the news. These people are broken. He has broken you.
I have a question. Is blaming former presidents for 9/11 in vogue now? Just asking for a friend.
And by the way, Representative Norma Torres, she's from California. It's not as crazy as Alice's take. I think Alice's was hard to beat yesterday as far as bad takes go. But Representative Norma Torres, she's taking us way back. She's saying this wasn't only premeditated, this was premeditated. Cut 9.
More and more to me, it appears that this is something that was being planned from day one after his first election, way back in when he first won. So they were planning the re-election. They knew that they couldn't win because they have a candidate who was so grossly incompetent in being the president of the United States. Every time
Hold
he
on.
Opened.
Wait, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. I'm supposed to believe that along with everything else I just named and a booming economy and creating peace in the Middle East, it only lasted a short while thanks to this administration, but it was there for a while. And all these other things Trump managed to do, and he was planning the January 6th insurrection all that time before. Now I understand why the man doesn't sleep ever. He has no time.
And I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
I'm swamped. My cup runneth over. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John. Are you there, John? John, are you there? We lost John. Another story, I was just talking about Representative Nora Torres from California. Another Californian in the news. Did you see this, Jared, that Nancy Pelosi and her husband went to the Vatican to see the Pope? And I want to read you the headline from the Daily Mail because I love the people at the Daily Mail. They do such a good job. They squeeze a lot in. I like a chubby headline, you know, when there's just a lot that's packed in. And I'm going to read you this. Ready? So it's a nice picture of Nancy Pelosi, devout Catholic, with her pearls around her neck, with a really pensive look on her face. And she's praying. She's praying in the church in the Vatican. And then there's also a picture of Nancy meeting the Pope with her husband. And she's looking at him. You know that kind of crazy smile she gets where it's like a 1,000-yard stare. And this is the headline. Nancy Pelosi and DUI husband Paul. I love tabloids. My name is Grace Curley and I love tabloids. Guilty as charged.
That earns the slow clap.
With the tabloids. Nancy Pelosi and DUI husband Paul meet the Pope and receive communion in the Vatican despite her support for abortion. And as he awaits trial for drunk driving arrest in California, well done, Daily Mail. You win. You win the prize today. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but you have won. Congratulations. And they have the photo of them meeting the Pope, of Nancy Pelosi praying with her pearls on, and then DUI Paul's mugshot in the middle.
Is he going after the chalice?
That deserves some clicks right there.
I brought you some Napa wine for the transubstantiation.
But you know what's ridiculous is, and I know people argue about this, and you know maybe I could be convinced otherwise, but it does irk me that this woman is extremely pro-abortion, not pro-choice. Let's start calling this what it is when it comes to Nancy Pelosi and these politicians. She's pro-abortion, which if you're going to be pro-abortion, fine. You have every right to make that argument. But for the church to give her communion, I mean, and then you expect other churchgoers to, you know, march for life and to stand up for this cause, and you can't even, it feels like that would be an easy decision for them to make where they say, hey, you're welcome to come here, you're welcome to pray. You can't get communion, though. I mean, you're going against a lot of what we're trying to accomplish, right? But they can't even do that. They expect my generation to care so much about this issue and to take on all the criticism of pro-choice people, which, by the way, in my generation, it's far more pro-choice than it is pro-life. And yet, the Pope is meeting and greeting with Nancy Pelosi, who is a huge proponent of abortion. It just doesn't square up to me. I don't even know how to crystallize what I'm really saying here. But I feel like the church could do a little bit more to put their money where their mouth is if it really bothers them that much. Yeah. Otherwise, if it doesn't bother you, then why should it bother me? That's how I genuinely feel. If it doesn't bother them enough where they say, hey, you know, you can't get communion, then why do they expect other people to be up in arms about these things?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is pretty standard behavior from the groovy, funky Pope of the 21st century.
The groove, that sounds like it could be a song, Jared. The groove, the funky Pope, yeah, yeah. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. We got more sound. We're going to talk a little bit about AOC and maybe potentially President AOC. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the lines. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
Nothing for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Let's go to the callers here. We've been talking a lot about Cassidy Hutchinson and her testimony yesterday, as well as the reaction from the reporters in the mainstream media, the journalists, if you want to call them that. Use that term very loosely, as always. And in a little bit, we're going to play some sound from notable parody writer Adam Schiff about his take on Cassidy's performance. That's what it was. It was a performance. And this won't come as a surprise to anyone, but there's very little he can comment on in the moment. He can comment on the things that haven't been debunked yet, but just not on the things that have been debunked. I don't know how that works. Something about sources and methods is in there somewhere. Dave, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Grace. It just really drives me nuts that the Republican Party has done nothing to secure the next election. I mean, it makes you crazy when people are like, oh, 2022, we just got to get out there and vote. Well, we got out there and voted in 2020, and they stole it. So, I mean, they're still using Dominion. They're still using mail-in ballots. They're still stopping elections midway to stop counting at 11 o'clock at night for no reason.
Yeah, and, you know, Dave, I don't know about the truth of all of that, but what I will say is that if you win by a lot, it's a lot harder for people to steal elections. Chris Christie once famously said that we need to win by so much that they can't steal it. And I do think that that's the best way to go about it. I agree that I have no issue if Republicans want to do things to fortify the elections and, you know, whether it be ballot watchers or whatever they have in mind, do it now. It's a lot easier to do it before than it is after. But I don't want to get into the Dominion and stuff because, to be honest, I don't know what else to tell people besides, yeah, you do have to get out and vote. I would love to tell everyone that I think that there's some, you know, magic cure-all thing that's going to happen and that everything's going to get reversed or, you know, all those things. But the truth is that we got to look to 2022, we got to look to 2024, and you do have to get out and vote. And that is what changes things. And if enough people get out and vote, it's harder for them to bring in the water pipe leakage and all that stuff. Fred, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Grace. God bless you and what you do for the country. I've been laid up with cancer for 3 years.
I'm sorry, friend.
I have watched a lot. Thank you. I've watched the propaganda, the inciting of violence in this country by all media, the corporate media. It is going on and everywhere, even in their so-called commercials, which they've doubled. The reason I call, though, is I hope people will be aware of how dangerous the Fox network is. Brett Baer last night was enamored with that lady. I forgot her name. I didn't watch Fox. I just happened to get to the station when he was on at 6.
I think he was interviewing Carrie Lake, who's running for governor of Arizona. Does that sound right, Fred?
Oh, that good. Yeah, I think so. And his comments were amazing. Totally pro Rhino. Totally against the populist movement. He and this guy Cavuto and Dana Perino, and they are against the President Trump's people, the populist movement, which he brought out for me. I've been for 60 years waiting for the border to be closed, and now I realize it's impossible. You got to stop that and go to the Supreme Court and get an injunction like they used to do with President Trump, the Ninth District. That has to be done. It's not. It's scaring me. But the Fox network is a rhino network. They lie and manipulate you to believe that they really care. And they
well,
don't.
I think that, Fred, I think there are definitely rhinos on Fox, and there always have been. But I also think there's people who, at least for me, I know that Tucker Carlson, Greg Gutfeld, a lot of those contributors and those hosts, I think, do a great job and are very insightful. And Tucker's a perfect example. He's constantly going against things that Sean Hannity says, that other hosts say. But Fred, call back if you get a second, because we'd love to send you some books while you're trying to get well. We'll be right back, 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. You'll notice there's a big difference because I am getting emails from companies about Roe versus Wade. It reminds me of during the Summer of Love when I was getting emails about social justice and racism from like Uber and McDonald's and all these other companies that for some reason I am subscribed to. And they would tell me, by the way, Grace, hi, Grace, have you been following the peaceful protests? Well, this is how we feel about it over at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And I was like, I don't really care. Is that just me? If you're going to send me a deal about, if you're going to lower the price of the ice cream cones back to what they used to be, or send me a deal about McNuggets, then maybe. But otherwise, you can take me off this list, as they say. And I
How many times you see people pulling up to McDonald's sitting outside during the pandemic so they could do their homework because they can get off of their line?
You know, when I told that story about getting my soft serve ice cream at McDonald's, I was killing time. I had an appointment and I had to kill about a half hour. A lot of people did ask me, did you use the Wi-Fi when you were there in the parking lot? And I'm proud to say I didn't, because I figure if this is something, as Joe Biden claims, that is so overused, this Wi-Fi system must be burdened by all of the people, all the families that are showing up to this parking lot. Guaranteed I was the only person in the parking lot. However, I still felt like I'm going to do my part. I'm not going to hop on this Wi-Fi. I'm going to focus on my ice cream and I'm going to disconnect. And you know what I like to say? Disconnect to reconnect. That's what I like to say. And another thing I'm going to do from now on to virtue signal is, even though I had mentioned before, Jared, that I don't really like ketchup, sometimes if you go to McDonald's and you get fries, they'll put ketchup in there anyway.
The Hamburglar is very clever and very sneaky.
But guess what I'm going to say now? Don't put that ketchup in my bag. Because ketchup, to me, at this point, symbolizes the credulous boomer rube movement that has taken over this country. And I will not partake. I will not be a part of it. Speaking of ketchup, can we play a little bit of John Kerry? This is cut 17. John Kerry is at an event. He goes to all of these events. They all look fabulous. You know what they all look like? They look like events where if you went, you would get a really great goodie bag full of like expensive hand lotion and, you know, a nice perfume and a keychain. They look bougie, to use a word that's popular with the youth. They look very bougie. And he's up there. And I don't know if he's the keynote speaker. I don't know if there's like opening acts to John Kerry or if he's the one everyone's waiting for. How sad would that be? But let's take a listen to what he had to say. This is cut 17.
The ocean is a source of climate solutions, and they can help to keep the 1.5 degrees target alive. For example, we need to spur the transition to green shipping. If shipping were a nation, shipping would be the eighth largest emitter in the world. In May, the United States and Norway announced a green shipping challenge for COP27 to help put that sector on a pathway towards full decarbonization no later than 2050.
I don't know what any of that really means, but I think, you know what I think? It made him feel good to say it. And so therefore, I'm okay with that blah, blah, blah. So, I second it. Hear, hear to the blah, blah, blah.
So my question about
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, Greta. My question to that is.
Please ask me. Go ahead.
If the ocean is what can save the planet with solutions from global warming, why are we alarmed that sea levels are rising? Wouldn't we want the sea levels to rise if the ocean can save us?
That's a good question. Spoken like someone who does not understand the green ideology.
I don't. I'm just waiting for Queequeg's coffin to shoot out and save all of us.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm when it comes to global warming, climate change, when it comes to all of this, I am years behind like the mainstream media with Hunter Biden. I'm a few years behind. So I'm still on the straw thing, you know? And by the way, I'm still getting, when I go to certain coffee shops that shall not be named, they still use plastic straws. So I don't think the paper straw fad is here to stay. I'm noticing even when I go to really, really woke liberal enclaves that occasionally I still stumble across a plastic straw. So I don't know if that fight is working out.
Oh, plastic was cool again during the pandemic because COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
It's like plexiglass. It's like drinking through little plexiglass.
I miss plexiglass. Remember when plexiglass was all the rage? All right, so we should play a little bit of this Adam Schiff. So Adam Schiff is, he's doing the media tours now.
How dare you?
He has a lot to talk about. Cassidy Hutchinson gave her testimony yesterday, and most of it was immediately debunked right afterwards, including the idea that Trump tried to grab the steering wheel, that Trump, lunged at a Secret Service agent, a lot of things that sounded like, you know, Harrison Ford in a movie from 1998. A lot of it didn't sound plausible. And it wasn't plausible, turns out. It was lies, because a lot of other people came forward, including Bobby Engel, who's a Secret Service agent, including White House aides, including a White House lawyer, and said, she lied about this, she lied about that, she lied about this. But Adam Schiff doesn't care, because he's a parody writer, Jared. He understands drama. He understands the entertainment industry. He understands giving the people what they want. If you don't remember Adam Schiff's parody days, that was when he made up a conversation between Trump and Zelensky. And he wrote it. It was kind of like a Godfather meets Goodfellas meets Independence Day type situation. And then when people said, you know, we have the transcript, you weren't reading from the transcript, he said, oh, well, it was a parody. So I don't know if he thought he was on SNL or what. But now he's commenting on Cassidy Hutchinson's lies. And I'm wondering if maybe Schiff had anything. And, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. This is all allegations. There's no truth to any of this. But perhaps he was helping with his creativity, because he has a background in it. You know, and if someone's going to help create this story, it had some Schiffian elements, don't you think, Jared? It had some of that panache that only Adam Schiff can bring. There was no gangster stuff. That would have been a telltale sign. You ever watch a movie and something happens and you're like, oh, I bet this is the same director who directed this movie. Like they have little, what do they call that? It's like they have a certain style that you notice. If at some point Cassidy had said Trump lunged towards the Secret Service agent and then said, never go against the family, I would have said, uh-oh, this is an Adam Schiff production. This has Adam Schiff written all over it. But Adam Schiff was on with Aaron Burnett. Let's take a listen here. He's asked to corroborate Hutchinson's claims, most of which are false. And this is what he says, cut 19.
Trump denies the story. You used the word potentially a moment ago when you referenced it. Have you been able to corroborate this jaw-dropping story with Ornato, with Engel, or anyone else who may have witnessed it firsthand?
I can't comment on other testimony before the committee, but I can say that we do want people to come forward with information they have.
Why are you on the show then? Is there something else going on? Are you dropping an album tomorrow? Isn't that the whole reason you're on with Aaron Burnett? Ed, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Grace. This is Ed from Vermont, originally, now living in South Carolina. Love it down here.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, guess where I paid for gas the other day? I paid $3.98 a gallon.
Wow.
Yeah, so just rub that salt into your wound just a little bit. Anyhow, Trump grabbing the steering wheel. Have you seen a picture of the diagram of the inside of the beast? There's no freaking way he could ever get to the back of the front seat, much less the steering wheel.
Yes, I did see the diagram. And I had pointed out, Ed, earlier in the show that when I was watching yesterday, unwillingly, it was just on the TVs here and I couldn't figure out the remote. I felt like Howie just pointing the remote, shut this off, damn it. But I had noticed that they had these fancy graphics. They were walking us through. It was like a virtual tour on Zillow.com. They were walking us through the White House and showing us, here's Trump's office. Here's Meadows' office. Here's Pence's office. Again, I didn't have the volume on, so I was just going, oh, that's interesting. Nice. But they spent all that money on that. I'm sure that cost millions of dollars. And yet, no one could do enough research to look up the inside of the beast and see how that plays out, like see the dynamics of that vehicle, because like Ed just pointed out, completely impossible. But nothing is impossible if you're a Democrat and if you believe anything is possible. Baxter, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, how you doing, Grace? Nice to talk to you again. So I caught this on Tucker the other night. When all these corporations started jumping on the bandwagon to give free airfare to states to give employees abortions.
Yes.
It was like actually getting kind of crazy, and I was wondering why are they doing this? It's kind of weird. And Tucker, just like, he's brilliant. He came out and he said, you know, and basically what he said is that they're not just altruistic. You know, this is a business decision. Women probably make up over half the workforce or more. They're reliable. They're, you know, great employees. The only problem with female employees is they can get pregnant, and then they have to deal with family medical leave. They have to deal with childbirth issues and time off, all that stuff. And it's probably much cheaper to offer them the money to go get an abortion than to keep them, than the other way. It's basically nothing to do with being so wonderful and wanting to help women. It's a bottom line issue. That's how he put it, and I have to agree with him.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, Baxter. I know Howie's brought it up before as well, and it totally checks out that paying for someone to get an abortion, if you're a company like Amazon, is a lot cheaper than paying for maternity care, than paying for all these other things. I think that doesn't even, there's no question about that. And most of the time in life, I'm going to say solid 98% of the time, if you follow something, you can usually drill it down to the money. And this is no different. I mean, any sort of virtue signaling, any of this tends to go back to the money. And you're right. It's money-saving technique. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. Jared, let's talk a little bit about this. It works with smells. It doesn't just cover them up. It eliminates them. It purifies the air. It's also great for allergies.
Yeah, it's a great tool that I've used for my allergies, because what happens when air is purified is that those allergens and pollutants, especially this time of year when the pollen is absolutely crazy. It's the worst pollen anybody's ever seen, from what I've understood. Tremendous pollen.
I was just going to say, that's very Trumpian of you.
Greatest pollen, tremendous, tremendous pollen. I'll leave the Trump impressions to Taylor. But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm gets rid of that pollen. You're breathing clean air. And if you suffer from allergies, this is a great way to help yourself out.
It really is. And if you want to get your hands on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm, this is a great time because it's a 3-pack. So you get 3 of these devices. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACE3. Shipping is free. By the way, the GDP contraction deepens, giving fresh recession clues amid soaring inflation. The final revision of the first quarter gross domestic product confirmed a larger contraction of the U.S. economy than earlier readings. Hold on, let me read that again. You know what this says to me, Jared? I feel like a translator sometimes for the mainstream media. I was never good with languages, but maybe this is my skill. I can translate what they're trying to tell us. So this is from Fox Business. The final revision of first quarter gross domestic product confirmed a larger contraction of the U.S. economy than earlier readings. Do you know what that translates to me? The final revision of first quarter gross domestic product confirmed a larger contraction of the U.S. economy than expected. And that translates to unexpected. More unexpected news. As inflation rages and stocks head for the worst first half of the year since 1970, the 70s are back. You better believe it. 844-500-4242. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about gas prices. We're going to talk to Bill Broussard in the 2 o'clock hour about cars. If you have any mechanic questions or just questions about a kind of car you want to buy, make sure you get ready to call in. But there's another study that's out that I'd love to talk about when we come back, Jared. And it says that 63%, I just saw it on Fox, it's a new study out, 63% of people say they are nervous when their partner drives in the car. I have a lot of thoughts on this. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Get off my plane.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Look, I believe Cassidy Hutchinson. I think she's a very, very smart, very capable, very honest individual. She has no incentive to make up something that isn't true. And so I think she's a very, very credible witness. She has been very consistent in pointing out things that she doesn't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is false.
Adam Schiff not only says he thinks she's credible after this woman lied her pants off, but number two, and this is my favorite, because people used to say this when Christine Blasey Ford was testifying against Brett Kavanaugh. What does she have to gain? She has no incentive. Which brings us to our poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back, and it's great value. The top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. So get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Who will get a job with the mainstream media first? Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, or Cassidy Hutchinson?
I'm going to say Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney, the only time in a poll, she'll be at 68% and in the lead. 20% for Cassidy Hutchinson, 12% for Adam Kurian Kinzinger.
All right, so there's a study out that shows that 63% of people get nervous when their partner drives. I don't want to be the one to get in trouble first, so Jared, I'm going to have you answer this. Do you agree with the 63% or do you disagree?
I disagree on a technicality.
Okay, tread lightly.
My wife and I both get a little nervous when we drive each other's vehicles. Like if she's driving and I'm in her car, I'm cool with that. If I'm driving my car, she's next to me, she's cool with that. But if we have to swap for some reason, then we start to have some concerns.
All right. In my case, when I drive, my husband is very nervous. And in fact, I would call him a backseat driver. He does a lot of...
Does he try to grab the steering wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, and a collarbone at the same time?
Yeah. And when he drives, I get very nervous. When my dad drives, my mom is a nervous wreck. It is like nothing you've ever seen before. So I do think that this is a thing. And when other people drive, like I have girlfriends who drive, and they're not very good drivers either, but I don't even think twice about it. There's something about your spouse or your significant other driving a vehicle that gets people on edge. I don't know what it is. It's the weirdest thing. 844-500-4242. And yeah, I'm always, you know what my whole thing is like, I just think he gets a little too close to people before he stops. I don't understand why we have to go so fast up until the stopping point. Why not slow down before? Leave a little more space in between. I really hope he's not listening right now because he's going to claim this. He's going to be debunking all of this. He's going to start calling me Cassidy Hutchinson. When we come back, we're talking to Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Call in with your questions, all your car questions, coming up next.